come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is often turned with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. The noble Brutus hath told you Caesar was ambitious. If it was so, it was a grievous fault. And grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honorable man. So are they all honorable men. Come I to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me. But Brutus says he was ambitious. And Brutus is an honorable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Did this and Caesar seem ambitious? When did the poor have cried, Caesar hath wept? Ambition should be made of sterner stuff. Yet Brutus says he was ambitious. And Brutus is an honorable man. You all did see that on the Lupercal I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and sure he is an honorable man. I speak not to disprove what Brutus spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause. What cause withholds you then to mourn for him? Oh, judgment, thou art led to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason. Bear with me, my heart is in the coffin there with Caesar, and I must pause till it come back to me.
Methinks there is much reason in his saying. Now consider rightly of the matter. Caesar has had great wrong.
Has he, Mastus? I fear there will a worse come in his place.
Mark ye his words. He would not take the crown. Therefore, to certain he was not ambitious.
If it be found so, some will dearer abide it.
There's not a nobler man in Rome than Antony.
Now mark him. He begins again to speak.
Poor soul, his eyes are red as fire with weeping.
But yesterday the word of Caesar might have stood against the world. Now lies he there, and none so poor to do him reverence. Oh, masters, if I were disposed to stir your hearts and minds to mutiny and rage, I should do Brutus wrong and Cassius wrong, who you all know are honorable men. I will not do them wrong. I rather choose to wrong the dead, to wrong myself and you, than I will wrong such honorable men. But here's a parchment with the seal of Caesar. I found it in his closet. 'Tis his will. Let but the commons hear this testament, which, pardon me, I do not mean to read. And they would go and kiss dead Caesar's wounds, and dip their napkins in his sacred blood. Yea, beg a hair of him for memory, and dying mention it within their wills, bequeathing it as a rich legacy unto their issue.
We'll hear the will. Read it, Mark Antony.
We will hear Caesar's will. The will.
Patience, gentle friends, I must not read it. It is not meet you know how Caesar loved you. You are not wood, you are not stones, but men. And being men, hearing the will of Caesar, it will inflame you, it will make you mad. It's good you know not that you are his heirs. But if you should, oh, what would come of it?
Read the will! We'll hear it, Antony!
You shall read us the will! Caesar's will!
Will you be patient? Will you stay a while? I have o'ershot myself to tell you of it. I fear I wrong the honorable men whose daggers have stabbed Caesar.
They were traitors, honorable men!
Villains! Murderers!
The will!
You will compel me then to read the will. Then make a ring around the corpse of Caesar and let me show you him that made the will. Shall I descend and will you give me leave? If you have tears, prepare to shed them now. You all do know this mantle. I remember the first time ever Caesar put it on. It was on a summer's evening in his tent that day he overcame the Nervii. Look in this place ran Cassius' dagger through. See what a rent the envious Casca made. Through this, the well-beloved Brutus stabbed. And as he plucked his cursed steel away, mark how the blood of Caesar followed it. As rushing out of doors to be resolved if Brutus so unkindly knocked on no. For Brutus, as you know, was Caesar's angel. Judge, O ye gods, how dearly Caesar loved him. This was the most unkindest cut of all. For when the noble Caesar saw him stab in gratitude, more strong than traitor's arms quite vanquished him. Then burst his mighty heart, and in his mantle, muffling up his face, even at the base of Pompey's statue, which all the while ran blood, great Caesar fell. Oh, what a fall was there, my countrymen. Then I, and you, and all of us fell down, whilst bloody treason flourished over us. Now you weep. And I perceive you feel the dint of pity. These are gracious drops. Kind souls, what weep you when you but behold our Caesar's vesture wounded? Look you here! Here is himself, martyred, you see, with traitors!
Oh, noble Caesar.
A most bloody sight.
Traitors, villains.
We will be revived.
Let not a traitor live. Stay, countrymen. Good friends, sweet friends, let me not stir you up to such a sudden flood of mutiny. They that have done this deed are honorable. What private griefs they have, alas, I know not, that made them do it. They are wise and honorable and will no doubt with reasons answer you. I come not, friends, to steal away your hearts. I am no orator as Brutus is. But as you know me all, a plain, blunt man that loved my friend, and that they know full well that gave me public leave to speak of him. For I have neither wit, nor words, nor worth, action, nor utterance, nor the power of speech to stir men's blood. I only speak right on, I tell you that which you yourselves do know. Show you sweet Caesar's wounds, poor, poor dumb mouths, and bid them speak for me. But were I Brutus, and Brutus Antony, there were an Antony would ruffle up your spirits and put a tongue in every wound of Caesar that should move the stones of Rome to rise in mutiny! Will you see? Yes, hear me, countrymen! Yes, hear me speak! Why, friends, you go to do you know not what? Wherein hath Caesar thus deserved your love? Alas, you know not! I must tell you then, you forgot the will I told you of! Caesar's seal to every Roman citizen he gives, to every several man, 75 drachmas! Moreover, he hath left you all his walks, his private arbors and new planted orchards on this side Tiber. He hath left them you and to your heirs forever, common pleasures to walk abroad and recreate yourselves. Here was a Caesar. When comes such another?
Never, never!